And take it easy on 5MU. It is Up and Adam this morning, 94.3 through the Adelaide Hills, 96.3 in the Murray Lands, 97.1 through the South Coast and Fleurieu. And it is that time of week, my beloved friends, for this.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Time to take a tiptoe through the techie tulips with Richard Pasco this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Adam. Morning to all the listeners out there. Tiptoe through the tulips. A lot of people wouldn't remember Tiny Tim, would they?
Well, and the beloved, was it Miss Veronica?
Yes, good heavens. Look it up on YouTube, kids.
I was raised on the Mike Walsh show, so I was very firmly entrenched in my brain. You, an uncanny resemblance to everyone other than Tiny Tim, really?
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Richard joining us from Harndorf this morning.
Yeah, God's I'm in the cafe house in Harndorf.
Lovely.
Just having a lovely cup of coffee. So lovely owners here. So do yourself a favour. Great cup of coffee. Come here as well.
Indeed.
Should be a cash register sound going in the background at the moment. Yes, there we go.
That's right. Now let's talk cash registers. The ACMA love to charge us, this radio station, with licensing fees and things.
I just wouldn't pay. If it was me, but that's okay.
Right. They have been busy. They've been busy collating figures of grumpy people. They're the Australian Communications Media Authority against grumpy people who aren't happy with their phones.
And their internet connection. Mm. So believe it or not, internet complaints actually dropped 15% year on year. That's a good thing. I really think it's very good. They normally go up every year. Half of the complaints were about mobile services, followed by NBN broadband as well. The interesting thing in all of it is that the most complaints were about fibre to the node, which is literally no box in between. We're not using copper. Now, I would have thought that would have been the least complained about. So if people out there, if you've got a problem with your connection, always talk nicely back to your telco on there as well. And I'm discovering a few people out there as well. It drops up 6-7 times a day. Talk to your telco about it. In most cases, you need a new router. That seems to fix a lot of issues out there. Remember, the router is a cheap little computer that runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They don't last forever out there. Just as a quick aside, Adam, as well, if you get a phone call from your own phone number, don't answer it. These scammers at the moment have worked out a way, and it was only a matter of time before it came to this country that people are getting calls from their own phone number.
Wow. I'd be too scared to pick it up.
Oh, well, you would be too.
Hello, Adam. This is me. Yeah. This is you 10 years from now.
It's somebody who's masked the phone number as well. I had a client late last week who actually answered the call, and she told the bank, and the bank went, "You've got to get somebody out," and they shut down every account she had. So,
great. That has got to be. There's got to be a way to make that illegal and to stop that. But that's probably for another time. Let's talk Facebook. They've got artificial intelligence, which seems ironic considering the mental capability of me when I use it. But this is kind of fascinating. It's able to read regardless of the font.
I think it's a bit creepy as well. I've really got to say that, and I'm really concerned about the education system when I explain this to you. So we know artificial intelligence has taught us that faces, voices and lips can be copied and replicated now. Now, Facebook researchers can actually, with a new thing called textile brush, can imitate, edit and replace handwritten and seen text using a single word in an image.
Don't believe what you see or read or just don't believe.
No, and good luck reproducing my handwriting, but according to them, they can, you know, as well. Yeah. You know, I've got worse handwriting than a doctor out there as well. It understands unlimited textiles from typography, calligraphy, rotations, curved text. It even eliminates image noise out there as well. Education people, if you're in education, you should be really worried now that artificial intelligence could actually go along and reproduce something in somebody else's words.
Yeah, right. No need for a pen license any longer.
No, not at all, because you know what? Your computer could be able to pump this out. So
that is creepy.
It is a bit creepy, isn't it, Adam?
So, look, yeah. As I mentioned this morning, when the machines rise, will they announce it on Facebook? Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yep. Then you need people like me to go around and turn them off.
That's right. Now, superhero, Richard Pascoe. Now, the Windows 10, it's coming to sort of an end, and you've got some more news about that.
Yeah, we explained last week that Microsoft have an announcement on June 24th, and we'll talk all about that as well. Mm-hmm. End of last week, they actually released a support document that said that support for Windows 10 Home and Pro ends on October 14th, 2025. So you've got a few years to use it yet. As well, but this is the first time they've actually come along and said this is the end of life for it as well. So we probably are going to see Windows 11 or some other name related to it as well. But Windows 10's been around since July 29th, 2015, so exiting on October 14th, 2025, sticks to Microsoft's 10-year time frame out there for previous Windows things, all except Windows ME, which is the biggest piece of crap they ever... I think that lasted 12 months.
Yeah,
when that got released,
that was the Batman and Robin of the franchise, really, wasn't it? The bum biscuit George Clooney did. Yeah.
As soon as you put it on the internet, it was infected. You know, it was a honeypot for every infection that ran around.
Yeah.
Just also very quickly, Adam, the people that made the news about getting their phone recovered or getting their car recovered using Find My iPhone on the weekend. Just put a very quick document up on my website as well to explain how all that works on there as well. If you just want to check and make sure that you can do it too.
Excellent. Also, good to know that they've now got the Find My headphones as well for the little buds coming, which is good.
Yep.
Because I need to buy an iPhone so I can find the iBuds. It's an expensive process when you're not fully covered. Richard, thank you for all of that. And as he mentioned, folks, if you would like to have a further look at any of that, adelaidetechguide.com.au is the website. And you can find contact details for Richard should you like to employ him as a tech consultant. We are blessed to be having him each and every week on this program. And we thank him for his time this morning. Enjoy Harndorf, and we'll talk next week.
Look forward to it.
That is Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Ha, 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 ha. Hey!